Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
All right, guys, it's week two. Welcome to the Action Fanatics podcast here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network, of course. We are powered by our friends at the Wild Rose Casino and in Jefferson there and the DraftKings Sportsbook, the beautiful DraftKings Sportsbook. Todd Kirk joins me as always. Todd, I don't know if you picked up on this. They're doing it again for the second straight week. But on the NFL, if you're betting through DraftKings, they're giving you a 25% profit increase, which is really sweet. So, I mean, for the novices who are out there learning about all this stuff for the first time, that means if you bet a line at like minus 110, I mean, they're letting you out on the juice. So then you would get it at plus 115, which is really awesome.
Juice and then some, right?
Basically, yeah. I mean, exactly. But that was sweet. They're doing that for the NFL again. I'm already in for tonight and the Browns, Bengals on that. So check out our friends. If you're in the area, just drive up. It's really not a far drive to Jefferson, to the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Wild Rose Casino. We do our show from there a lot, Ross and I do, and we love going up there and tell them all that we sent you. All right, Todd Kirk, what were your how did week one treat you? Not necessarily from a gambling perspective. You can get into that too, but there were a lot of questions going into last week. We both had a lot. What were your takeaways from week one?
Yeah, it was, do they have cheese balls up there?
They do. Best cheese balls in the world. Best.
Just checking.
Number one. I could eat like a whole thing and then not crap for like 2 weeks, but they're phenomenal. Get the cheese balls.
We'll stop up here. but yeah, there was a, you know, I don't know what's the best way to put it. I kind of lopped onto this trend in college. I'll start there. And I did throw that on Twitter and I'll mention this to those listening. If you have a question, granted, I'm the only one who has the Action Fanatics access right now.
You got to get me that.
Yeah. So I got to figure out what our password is and send that to you. I'll do that after this.
That'd be great.
Connect to us, folks. Go on there. If you follow us, we'll follow you. If you have a question, you can shoot it in the DMs. Probably not going to hit it in the DMs, so post it. You can follow me. You can follow Chris. If he doesn't have time, he could always tweet it to me, and I could give you an answer. But if you were following me, I just locked into a trend that these teams, when there was a game with two teams that hadn't played yet,
yeah.
I locked in on the unders and made a lot of money, and I needed it because I was heck bent that Iowa State was going to win that game.
So was I. Yeah.
It still doesn't make sense. I mean, that, like I said, that one was ugly, but just kind of watching these teams, and I'm even looking at this week and look at next week, right? When the SEC starts, that'll be interesting because they've had an extra, what, month to practice? Right, where these other teams are coming in, like Navy didn't even tackle, right? They just got smoked.
Navy scares the hell out of me, though, by the way. Like, that was like a tempting game for me this week because of what you just said. I'm like, oh, they got to be a lot better. But it's like, well, what if they just really suck this year?
I watched that game, though, Chris. That's kind of the thing, right?
Yeah.
You can't watch every game, but I watch a lot.
Watch the games.
Navy is not a good football team.
Yeah.
They're not. Their lines are small. They're not like they used to. I mean, they lost Perry, who basically, I think he got drafted, right, into the NFL. I mean, that doesn't happen all the time in Navy. But just watching the slow starts, you know, North Carolina, Notre Dame, two ranked teams, Iowa State ranked team. Dude, I couldn't believe there's like no way in hell the Sun Belt was going to beat all three Big 12 teams. So I bet the I can't even believe I bet Kansas.
You bet Kansas?
Yes, because I'm like, there's no way.
I bet Coastal Moneyline.
So smart.
Kansas is terrible. They're horrible. That's one of the worst Big 12 teams I've ever seen. And that's saying something.
We got Big 12 got beat by three Sun Belt teams. So a lot to glean off that. But there's a couple good matchups where you can, Louisville, Miami, a couple teams playing, Notre Dame, South Florida, a couple teams have already played. So I think, Navy and Tulane, a couple teams that have played. I just think what you saw makes sense. It was justifiable that teams playing their first game are just going to be a little bit slower.
That's so, Todd, I have the same thing written down in my notes. The offenses struggled with pacing. Good quarterbacks look average or below average. And I posed this question, do we really lean this week on teams that have played a game versus teams who have not? And I have a couple of those games circled here.
Yeah.
That was my big takeaway. It looks like the defenses are sharper. I was curious if defense would really struggle because of the tackling thing, because we saw that early on with the Navy BYU. I thought a lack of contact, and I do think that everything's just sloppy right now, but the offense is playing their first game really. I mean, that was the theme to week one as far as the college game goes for me, the overall takeaway.
No, 100%. It was they have to get up to speed, and there's a couple games that apply to this, and I'm going to ride it. I think it was the unders with those teams that were both playing their first game was like 10-1. So you got to ride that trend. If you didn't get on it early, okay, no big deal, but I'm still going to ride it, and I'll talk about that as we get into the matchups.
All right. What about the NFL real quick? I didn't do a ton in the – I bet six games. I went 3-3. Was happy with that, to be honest with you. I didn't lose anything because I was riding that DraftKings money. But my theme to week number two is not to overreact to week number one. That would be my key, starting with tonight and with the Cleveland game. By the time a lot of people are listening to this, the game's probably over. Full disclosure, I'm on Cleveland at -6 tonight against Cincinnati. I think that, whatever, we don't need to analyze that game a little bit. I think that Cleveland's better than that thumping that they got. New coach, whatever. I'm really tempted by my Minnesota Vikings. We can talk about that game a little bit later on. But, yeah, that would be my takeaway to the NFL. You're more of our NFL expert. What do you think on the National Football League?
Yeah, I think if I would have bet opposite of what I bet last week, I would have been hitting over 75%.
Oh, wow.
So let me put, as an eternal optimist, let me put it that way. And we were talking earlier, I kind of rode this under thing, like, these teams haven't had the time to work out. There's no preseason. I had read where the lines are higher than ever. There's no line this week that's in the 30s. So I'm like, I'm betting the under. Well, I gave up after the noon games, and the under hit 6-0 afternoon, Sunday night, and both Monday games. So if I would have stayed disciplined, I would have been at least 500. You had some shockers, right? I mean, I told you last week, and I told the listeners, I can't figure out this damn Indy line. Why?
Yeah.
Why is this not more? Why is this not more? And Jacksonville pulled the outright.
Yeah, it was one of my misses last week, too. I played Indy. Yeah.
And you're like you said, let's take Cleveland, my Browns. They played a really good football team, and everybody wants to bury Baker Mayfield. I saw a great comparison to him his first 3 years versus Ben Roethlisberger. And he'll actually end up with more touchdowns than Ben would have in his first 3 years. But, you just got to look like Baltimore's a really good team. And remember I talked about these 12-4 or better teams.
Yeah.
Two of them are going to regress. Who is it? Well, you look at San Francisco. They end up getting beat by Arizona, who everybody was on. Arizona, to beat that team with that defensive front.
They're good.
They're good. That's a good football team. And San Francisco has cluster injuries at the wide receiver and basically receiver because Kittle may not play. So
Arizona was one of my big takeaways, too. I don't think the Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury thing's a fluke. I think that's a real deal.
It's not. It's just not. Baltimore's not a fluke. Kansas City's not a fluke. But what do you make? You know, you've got Seattle going into Atlanta, blowout, and then they come home versus New England, and they're only laying 4. That seems wow. What's happening here? Dallas, Atlanta got beat handily. Dallas at home, only -4. There's some good numbers, and there's a really good trend. So over the last 14 years, there have been 12 upsets in week one, and these teams that were +6 or greater over the last 14 years. In game two, they're 8-2-2 against the spread. Hmm. So look at Jacksonville, for instance, as another potential play this week, and then Arizona's the other one. So, you know, you're talking 80-some percent, close to it on the cover piece of that. That's awesome. I think if you look at week two versus week one, you're going to see a lot of gaps. So you're going to have games where most of the money is going to be on Kansas City. Here, I'll actually tell you where it's just astonishing, the breakdown. Kansas City versus the Chargers. San Francisco, shockingly, versus the Jets, right? Jets are terrible. They'll never do it. How do they win? Okay. Most of the bets are on San Fran. Buffalo at Miami. And then Baltimore at Houston. So you'd actually kind of be smart to fade some of those. But I think it's really tough when you're looking at Kansas City. I just think they're that good. But they've not. Then you look at the trends. Chargers have their number. They don't they've got a really good pass defense. But things have changed, too. Kansas City's got a running back. I mean, Hilaire was – I mean, Mahomes didn't throw for – he didn't have to throw very much. And I don't think the Chargers – last four games Chargers played Kansas City, he hasn't thrown for 300 yards. So they're just things like that. There are these little landmines in there that it seems so easy. I'm going to take this because these teams killed and this team sucks. It's 1 week. Don't overreact.
So you brought up Indianapolis – and the only reason I'm going to drop this now is because it's on topic. I found a good stat on Phillip Rivers. In his last 17 games, 25 interceptions and 3 fumbles. His teams are they've lost 12 of the last 17 games with him as a starter. So, like, I don't know, like maybe – you're looking at the Jacksonville thing. Maybe Indianapolis has more to do with it. Maybe it's Phillip Rivers. I don't know, but it's something to consider.
Yeah.
Really the big NFL stat that I had circled in preparing for this today.
There was a lot of talk last week, you know, new coaches. They didn't do all that well. I think you probably would have won money. New systems, new quarterback in a new system. That was part of it too, but I watched that Indy Jacksonville game. Jacksonville just had – they had the want, man. They wanted that game. Indy couldn't do anything against those guys. And they basically gutted that roster. Gutted it salary cap-wise, but some good players, right? I mean, you guys got – Minnesota got one of them, a good – I can't pronounce his name – on the line. But Indy had no chance, man. Jacksonville and Minshew – when he needed to make a throw, he only had like 170 some yards. He made some unbelievable passes. He looked really good. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he did.
Baltimore looks so good, but I'm not going to fall for Baltimore. I know they're good, but I'm not falling it for it. And think of this, like good teams that could go 0-2 this week, making the playoffs is really hard 0-2. It gets really hard 0-3. I think the numbers are like 17% if you go 0-3. So I think you may have some, you know, temper those expectations. I don't think Minnesota's as bad as you think. I don't think Indianapolis is as bad as you think, but
yeah.
I got no read on that game based on the two games they played.
What's okay? Let's dig into some college picks here, and then we can get into. I only have one NFL pick, but I've got four or five here in the college game that I want to get to, and I want to start with these the trend that I'm playing hard this week. I'm going like 2.5 units on these because I believe in it. Teams, specifically good teams, that have played a game against teams with their season opener. And the two that stand out to me right here, there are two that stand out to me and then a third that I'm going to put a unit on. But Notre Dame, I got it at DraftKings at minus 25.5 over South Florida. And that's about a half point better than you can find it in most spots. And I'm going to play Duke minus 6 over Boston College. Todd, I went 2.5 units on both of those games. I already got my bets in. I think especially with Notre Dame, that number will probably grow just because they're, you know, one of the more popular teams in the country. I don't really know if the Duke one will, but I watched that game last week. It was kind of a snoozer. I think this David Cutcliffe at Duke is, to me, like one of the great coaches in college football. Like, he doesn't get any love because he's at Duke. But, I mean, the job that guy's done is just incredible. Boston College with a first-year head coach, you know, kind of a blah program at this point in its existence. South Florida, they're working out kinks there with either a new staff or second-year staff.
New staff.
Yeah, new staff. That's what I thought. So, like... Yep. That's why I went so heavy on these, Todd, is because not only is it your first game, but brand new everything for those staffs. And I think Notre Dame and Duke are both pretty good ball clubs. Both of those teams are at home. I really like both of those plays. Those are probably my two favorite plays of the week.
Love it. Love to hear this. So I'm actually going to tell you, if you would have followed Chris and I last week, you would have been 500. But Chris stayed disciplined. I did not. I also like Notre Dame first half, and that's minus 14 because of what you said. South Florida is not a good program. Charlie Strong has now proceeded to run a couple programs in a row.
Can I make one quick analysis on Notre Dame too, real quick before you get into it? And yeah. That is, you know, we talked about good quarterbacks struggling. I think this is what we saw with Brock Purdy, for what it's worth, not having Charlie Kohler out there, not even DeShonte Jones for the first time in his career. And I think he struggled with timing greatly with Xavier Hutchinson specifically. And I think it's notable that for Ian Book, who, you know, caught a lot of hell last week, you know, he's missing his top three receivers from a year ago. And that does take time, especially in a pandemic year. I see a big bounce back by Notre Dame. That's a big line. I know it might scare some people, but that one stat alone, I don't know just how many casual bettors out there realize what they were missing. I mean, it's Notre Dame. They've got guys to replace those pass catchers. I think that he'll be a totally different look for Ian Book this week, and South Florida's way worse than Duke was. Way worse. Like, Duke's a good team. I like that Duke team. They are what they are. Like, they don't have a ton of five-star talent, nothing like that, but they're well-coached and they're disciplined. That's not what Notre Dame's going to see this week.
Yeah, to your Duke point, I like their quarterback, too. I think he's what's his name? I'm going to look for you. Bryce? Is that it? He's a... transfer from Clemson, and Cutcliffe is like,
yeah, he is the Clemson kid, yeah.
But I mean, Boston College, man, new coach, crap defense last year, like terrible. And then you've got they also have a new quarterback too. So new coach, new quarterback. They lost a running back. He went to the NFL. So like the Duke play, but yeah. And then I mean, on the Notre Dame piece, it's their second game. They're at home. They played actually a conference game versus Duke, so that was a tough one to open up with. You know, you got to give them credit coming right out, much like Iowa State. I look for them to rebound as well. I love Notre Dame in this spot. Also, the first half, minus 14, I just think they get out. And you mentioned this. I think they get out to a big lead. I think you're looking at 28, 31, 10, maybe at best, 31, 3 at half. But you mentioned the line, get it now. I got to think as you closer you get to Saturday, that's going to end up being four touchdowns. That first half line I have now at minus 14 at DraftKings. So, yeah, I like that pick a lot, Chris. Good call.
Okay. What about the other game that I had circled here before I get to another one that I really like, but I'm more unsure of? I'm going to play a unit on Wake Forest at plus 2.5 at NC State. Similar mindset here. Wake Forest was not good last week against Clemson. In fact, they were really lucky that Dabo kind of called off the dogs in the way that they did. But NC State, the stat I found under the same coaching staff, I think like did not cover in 10 of their last 11 games last year. They're really bad against the number. It's their first time out. It is on the road. It is a road game for Wake, but you know, it's just a drive. It's not. This is not a major road game that we're talking about here. I'm just going. I'm going just systematic here. I'm just putting the unit on them just because I believe in this trend that we think that we're onto. So I'll go a unit on Wake Forest at plus 2.5 at NC State. I would consider buying the half point too.
Get it up to 3.
Yeah, I would consider that. I did not. I just played it. I think that they'll win outright, but if you're, I like to do that. That's just me. Everybody, all the experts in Vegas will tell you not to do that, but I do it quite often.
No, I think if you look at this, some of the trends around this, and you mentioned, you know, kind of calling off the dogs. I wonder if they did, or you know, Wake Forest had a really interesting year last year, and probably 80% of it. They were a damn good football team. They had a couple weird games where they lost some shootouts and they just didn't perform. I mean, just it was, you know, new territory for Wake to say. But I wonder if Clemson called the dogs off or Wake was just really good. They didn't quit. They don't give up, right? They were playing hard, even if it was Clemson's second team. And guess what? Clemson's playing Citadel this week. Like, you can't afford – this year you can't afford to rest. And that line's like 45. I don't even know what to think because of what you just said. I don't know what Clemson did. I would have to rewatch that and kind of see what I think at the end. But the Demon Deacons are 3-0 against the spread, their last three in this matchup. They actually won outright as a 19.5-point underdog to North Carolina State. And really, if you look at it, Wake Forest might have the better players. They definitely have the better quarterback. So an interesting play. I'm not it's not one that I had targeted, yeah. But there are some nice trends for that.
It's just a system deal. Don't mark that down as one of my picks for the week. I do want the first two that I gave out, and then I'll do this one for the third, okay? And this one is I'm leaning on my knowledge of the Big 12 here. Baylor playing its opening game of the year, and they are hosting Houston. Now, Baylor to me, Todd, and God – God love them. I could be wrong here, but I think that they have one of the great drop-offs in college football this year with a new coach, Dave Aranda. They return just two defensive starters. Get their quarterback back, but they lose. I mean, the nuts and bolts, the guts of that team that went to the Big 12 championship game last year. Really a team that, I mean, they stumbled their way into that game. They won a lot of close games. I give them credit. But they're playing Houston in this game that kind of got scheduled last week. And Houston's getting – it just depends on where you get it at. It's dropping. It was at 4.5. I got it at 3.5 today. But I'm playing Houston, who has – I saw a stat, 19 regular contributors from last year. So not necessarily all starters, but guys who played a lot. Dana Holgorsen taking over – I don't think that that's much of a drop-off at all. You know, there's a lot of these guys who are like, oh, first year, new system, same system, not a big deal. And anytime we see these mid-major teams get a crack at their big brothers from the Power Five, you know they're ready to go. I would not only play the 3.5, I would go some money line on Houston as well. So that'll be my third pick for college. I really like Houston in this one. This is a scary situation for Baylor. This is a little bit like what Iowa State ran into last year. One of the great, you know, group of five teams in the country who has nothing to lose. And Baylor is in a lot worse shape, in my opinion, than Iowa State. So that'll be my third play of the week.
Love it. Love it. I actually put that down in my system too, since both these teams are playing their first game. That line is coming down. I think it opened up about 63. It's down to 61.5. So I'm just going to blind play the under here. I believe
interesting.
That line,
okay.
That line's coming your way too. Baylor started out around a touchdown favorite.
Yeah, I wish I would have grabbed that earlier. I didn't really start to do my too much prep this week until Wednesday, and by the time I got to it, I think that Todd, I don't know if you stack these teams up talent wise if there's much difference.
No, I tell you what, I've watched a little bit of Houston last year. Clayton Tune is a hell of a good quarterback. He did a really good job, and we all know Holgorsen. I mean, that guy loves to. His little air raid system is awesome. So this Houston team, even though they lost De'Aaron King, and really because they lost De'Aaron King, Clayton Tune got to start last year. I like this kid. He is a really good quarterback. I suggest people watch and keep their eye on him. I'm scared about the under because I know, you know, Baylor in the past has been this high-flying offense, and they do have some returners.
I like the under here for what it's worth. I would back you on that.
Yeah, I just think, you know, and I've seen people pick the over. I'm just going to ride the system since both these teams are playing their first game. Was this canceled earlier? Was this canceled?
No. Houston was supposed to play Memphis.
That's it.
And Baylor had another game get called off, so they kind of joined up at the last minute.
They both had that little extra time to practice, which may, you know, I would say, and when I get into my picks, maybe downgrade that just a little bit on the unit-wise, but I could see easily riding with Houston in this. I really like their offense.
All right, so my picks are Notre Dame minus 25.5 over South Florida, Duke minus 6 over Boston College, and Houston plus 3.5 over Baylor. I would even sprinkle some money line on Houston there, and I would really take a long look at Wake Forest. All right, Todd, what are your college plays? I have one NFL play coming up.
Just checking the Houston money line, 135 on DraftKings.
Okay.
Okay, so my 3 and 3A are going to be my underplay. All right, I'm going to go Houston Baylor under 61.5 right now on DraftKings, and then I'm going to do the under in the interstate rivalry, Tulsa and Oklahoma State. That is at 66. So that's my 3 and 3A, and why on a top three I can go 3-1. So we're going to ride that. I'm also going to play Notre Dame minus the 26, 25.5, 26 is what I put it in at. Let me check. Minus 25.5 right now. So you and I are in agreement on that. I'm also going to play Notre Dame in the first half. I've had some success in these first half bets. Really like them there. And then I kind of was torn between these two games, and maybe you can kind of talk
me into it. Let me jump in real quick. I do like Oklahoma State a lot too, but I didn't put them in my picks though because this is the first we've seen that, you know, first game for them.
Right,
Tulsa's an in-state team. It's just a little too much. They've had a weird off season, you know, with the racial stuff and Gundy. So,
their offense,
it's really good.
Tulsa is not as good as last year. They've lost a lot of people.
Full disclosure, I'll probably put a unit and a half down on Oklahoma State there. But just the unknowns were the reason I didn't put them in my three picks.
Yeah, it will be a bet of mine too. I put X's on kind of what I like. I like them in the first half as well, just as an aside. They're minus 14, just like Notre Dame first half. But I was more worried making that a play because it is their first game and they could get out to a slow start. But I really do believe they're that much better of a team and they're at home and Tulsa has lost a lot of players. So, and I'll probably bet both of these games, but all right, my third legitimate third slash fourth pick is going to be Tulane at home, -7.5 versus Navy.
And you really hate Navy.
I'm just telling you, I don't know. That number is too low. I think Tulane played last week. They got off to a shaky start. They really came on late. They've got a lot of returners. It's a good, solid team. This is a home game for them. They're on the road, I think, against South Alabama. Their last seven, they're 7-0 against the spread at home, and Navy is awful. They didn't tackle, and they've had a couple weeks to get better. But I knew BYU was a good team. I think Duke is kind of like the BYU of the East. They're going to get their best. They're going to play hard. They're never going to quit. Navy got steamrolled, man, 55-3. I think Tulane.
Willie Fritz is a great coach, too.
Yeah, this 7.5 is.
It's
is
7 at enough. DraftKings, by the way.
7 now?
It's 7 at DraftKings.
Perfect. So it's coming my way because I just think, I don't know why everybody has this love for Navy. I watched them and Army. I liked Army. I've won all three, or lost the first game against Army and was shocked because I watched them like, that team is the Navy of last year. Like, yeah. Army's good.
You've convinced me. Good. I'm going to put 1.5 on. You've convinced me. I'm there.
I like Tulane. I like them. I love their helmets, dude. That wave that's like a person.
Oh, man. When Tulane does the, like, powder blue.
Oh.
With, the, like, the light green. Love. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, so I love pretty. The color scheme, man.
So pretty, man.
Well, we've got an Iowan who's their athletic.
Yeah, we kind of root for them. They're kind of like our team of the South. I'm with you. I feel you.
Absolutely. And the other game I was looking at, because a couple I'll just kind of throw out there, because you took Florida State, I watched a little bit of that Georgia Tech matchup, and Georgia Tech coming home, fetching points. I think that one is at 7 now. Let me see where that one ended up landing. I love how they battled. Okay, so they've got USF coming in. Georgia Tech's getting 7, and UCF, excuse me.
Yeah.
UCF is good. They've got this offense. They're going to run all over you. Georgia Tech was tough, dude. I liked it, and I liked the quarterback. The moment wasn't too big for him on the road. You know, that's a big place to play. And they're coming off a year in that system, and we're kind of questioning that coach. Just thinking about maybe a little nudge to Georgia Tech. And then I don't think I've ever watched so much Texas State football. We know how bad University of Louisiana Monroe's defense is.
Mm-hmm.
That over-under is at 60. Both these teams have played. Texas State, this will be their third game. They're scoring on a 30-some point clip. I believe they could even score more against Louisiana Monroe. So just a little nudge there to the over 60 in that game. Not going to be probably highly bet. I don't know how much that number will really move, but there's another thing that stood out to me too. So,
yeah.
That's good stuff. Not much.
I want to make a quick correction too to my play, if you don't mind making this note, Todd. The Baylor line is actually 4.5 is what I took it at. That's where it's at right now. I was thinking 3.5 because I think that's what it's moving to. But
lock it in now.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said that. I wanted to make that note for our listeners because we have a lot of Big 12 fans obviously listening to this, and I'm guessing that more of that smart money comes in on Houston. Okay, NFL. I only have one pick. I'm not the NFL guru that Todd Kirk is here.
Yeah. 24.8% guru.
I'm going to stick to what I know, and that's the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins, Twitter was pissed at him last week, but he really wasn't bad. You know, they put up almost 500 yards. And they only had like 18-minute time of possession. That's the lowest Minnesota Viking time of possession number since 1977, and that's when time of possession first started being kept in the National Football League. And he had almost 500 yards. So it's like, I get it. Like the quarterbacks, like Cousins to me, like is just fine. Like he's not one of the upper tier guys, like I know that, but I don't think he's nearly as bad as a lot of people want to paint him out to be either. I just going on the road this year doesn't really scare me at all. And I just have to wonder with all this stuff that I've done on Phillip Rivers, like how, like, is he out of gas? Like, is he done? I don't know. But Indy looked bad last week at Jacksonville. I'm a big believer in Mike Zimmer riding that ship defensively. Aaron Rodgers put on a clinic last week against them. And I think the Vikings respond. I don't know if they win, but I'm going to take the field goal. It's at a field goal right now. Yep. Yeah, I think this is a really close game. And I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota wins it by a touchdown either. But I'm going to play the +3 and the Vikings, and that's mainly off of my knowledge for that team. I stupidly bet on the Vikings last week, but it was just – I would have never given it out. It was just putting $15 down on your team type thing. But yep. This week, I think that we talk about overreactions and stuff, and the Vikings defense is not nearly as bad as what Aaron Rodgers made it out to be. And Mike Zimmer is one of the best defensive coaches in the NFL. And yeah, I'm going to take the Vikings +3 on the road.
Love it. I don't even have to review Viking stuff, 'cause I know you'll come strong with it. as I got into the NFL, I forced myself to look at the lines right when they came out and pick the opposite of what I thought. And then take the information that I'm able to gather over this week. I would say my picks that I'm going to give out today are probably 90% baked. I will use Twitter to get out the ones that I think either need to be pulled from the oven and thrown in the trash, or if I want to put a whole new cake in and pick a different game. But some of the things that stood out to me were the Jets, Carolina, and the Chargers. So I circled these games. I'm like, okay, I'm betting these. Like, the Jets, why would you bet the Jets? Chargers, why would you bet the Chargers? They were terrible at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's kicker absolutely shanked that. They pushed it like a shove. And Carolina actually looked pretty good, but they're, you know, Tampa Bay by 10. I think it's coming down. So
those Tampa lines are going to be cooked all year.
It's crazy. And I watched that game, and Tom Brady, and I said on this podcast, that's the one guy I don't have to worry about. He's in a system. He's fine. He looked old. Talk about Rivers. Tom Brady looked old. They looked out of sync. I don't think a week is going to solve it. Although everybody says, oh, the best, most improvement you have is week from week one to two, whatever. Prove it to me. Like, where are the stats? People just say that. I don't like what I see. I don't like what I see in Phillip Rivers. I don't like what I see in Tom Brady right now. I like Carolina's kind of scrappiness, you know, new coach focused on defense. Bridgewater's not going to make a bunch of mistakes. And you got Connor McFrickin' Caffrey, who they need to actually get the ball to more, if that makes sense. I love their receiving core in Moore and Roddy. I mean, they've got a good offense. So I'm going to throw out a little teaser, Chris, because I like the numbers. Wow.
Okay.
I like the numbers. You could basically get, you could take all three of those teams, the Chargers, took the Jets and Carolina. So you can get them all 14 and a half for the Chargers, 13 for the Jets. And San Francisco's got cluster injuries at receiver. That's a big deal. And then you can get Carolina at 15 and a half because it's at 9.5. I don't have any 10-point spread so far, so I don't autoplay. If that changes, I will still play my double-digit spread. So say it's Sunday, these lines have changed, I still got my teaser out there, I'm still going to play double-digit dogs. That's all the way up to kick, so everybody knows that. It's 0-1 so far. So you can get Carolina at 15 and a half, Jacksonville at 15, or not Jacksonville, Jets at 13, and the LA Chargers at 14 and a half. I like those numbers. Jets are the only team, or Jets and Chargers are both at home. Carolina's going on the road. So that's play number one.
Hey, real quick on Tampa, Carolina. What do you think about the over in that game?
It's come down to 47 and a half. Yeah, I mean,
I played the over in that Saints Bucks game last week and hit. I was just wondering.
Yeah, and that was I've got another over under with the Saints. Just hard to tell. I mean, Carolina's defense and Vegas's they were brutal.
I don't know. Just thought I'd toss it out.
Isn't that funny, though? Those teams just flip-flop, Chris. So you got New Orleans at Vegas. Hey, we're on to something. Why not play both of these overs? Because you have both these teams that scored a lot of points against each other's defense. They're going on home and on the road. It's a perfect switch. You got 47.5 in the Tampa Bay-Carolina game, 51.5 in the Las Vegas-New Orleans game. And that was one of my plays is New Orleans LB over.
So we're going to roll over on both of those then?
I like it because I didn't realize that until I looked at it. Those teams just basically flip-flop playing each other. I'm writing it down.
For what it's worth, I just like these technical plays. Bruce Arians, when you combine his last 40 games as a head coach with the Cardinals and now the Bucks, he's on a 28-12 over run.
Love it.
Like it's that?
29-12 after.
All right. I'm in on the over. I'm in on both overs. It's enough for me.
That was play number four. So we're putting those two in. I've got my teaser out there, and I'm going to throw a couple out there. I like a lot. It scares the heck out of me, NFL. My favorites are Arizona -6.5 at home over Washington. I did watch Washington, Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia is a terrible team. Keep that in mind. But that line, it moved so much. It moved from 2.5 Philly -2.5 to the Rams -1. That's too much line moving in there. We're not going to get the value we need in that game, or else I would have taken the Rams earlier getting points. So I like this Arizona team. I think Washington played at home. They had a lot of emotion. I thought they'd be down. I don't see them going into Arizona and being able to 6.5 is the number I want there, by the way. And then I'm taking Dallas -4 against Atlanta. Atlanta's pass defense is horrible. They just got steamrolled by Seattle and Wilson. I think Dallas's coach made a huge mistake by not kicking that field goal. That would have pissed me off as a player because you would have tied the game at 20, and I think they would have had a chance to win because I believe their defense really settled in that game. Dallas is a damn good football team. They've got players. They have the Joes to cover a 4-point spread at home versus Atlanta, who just got lit up. So, I would nudge a little bit to Houston too.
Okay. Seven. See, I was leaning Baltimore on that one.
Yeah, I like Houston just because it's the opposite.
Yeah, there's a lot of these. Dallas was like that for me too because, like, I bet and missed on Atlanta last week. So
I did too.
I'm a little gun shy with them, but I nailed the Dallas line. I went against Dallas last week. I'm just not a big Dak Prescott believer.
Amen.
I'm just not, like, he should be doing so much more with the rest of those, but we'll see. I mean, I think there's probably something to Todd, what we talked about with college and these quarterbacks in week two as well. And I think Dak's probably better than what he showed on Sunday Night Football against a really good team. So I would probably agree with you on that one, but
you got to look at, these defensive fronts of the NFL, Aaron Donald really going to watch that again, man. Like Aaron Donald, did you see that one where he basically
took
on three guys?
Incredible.
And knocked them all over. Like, you know, that was a good defense performance by him, but that was pretty much it. But Philadelphia, they were terrible. They gave up 8 sacks. I wanted to bet against them so bad, but that line moved, or I probably would have had them in there. I would have had Rams rather than Dallas, but I just think you got to take the opposite, Chris. Like Dallas, they suck. There we go. Here we go again. Underperform. No, I'm going Dallas. So I've got Dallas -4, Arizona -6.5. I gave you my teaser, which is Carolina, the Jets, and the Chargers. And then the over was my fourth pick. And then we added Tampa Bay. So we're going to do the over in the Las Vegas New Orleans game at 51.5. And the over in the Tampa Bay, Carolina game, 47.5.
Man, all right. You're just locking down all sorts of picks, Todd. I love it. I love it. We have very different, but that's good. That's why we. That's why I like being your partner, because we have very different approaches when it comes to this. I've gotten very conservative over the years, and Todd's more of a let's spread it out and see how we do type guy. And I think both approaches have a lot of validity to them. Okay, so let me recap. Let's just recap our picks one more time. For everybody, just in case you guys are writing these down and you want to keep us honest, my college plays are Notre Dame, 25.5 over South Florida, Duke -6 over Boston College, and Houston at +4.5 over Baylor. I had one NFL play, the Vikings at +3 at the Indianapolis Colts. I would also take strong looks at Wake Forest and Oklahoma State in the college game. What about you, Todd?
So in the college, I went with you. I've got Notre Dame -25.5. I'm also going to play that first half, which is 14. I've got Tulane at home -7.5.
I like that, Tulane. You talked me into it. I'm in on that with you, man. Good play. Good
pick. I'm also going to stick with my unders, the two teams that are first-time playing for the year, Houston and Baylor and OSU and Tulsa. The Houston Baylor 61.5, OSU Tulsa's at 66.
Good stuff.
And then pro football.
Todd has like 40 picks this week.
The teaser of the century. Carolina, Jets, Chargers. Lock those three up into teaser. I don't even know what odds you'll get. Then I also like Arizona and Dallas. Arizona's going to be laying 6.5, Dallas -4. And then I was going to do my fourth bonus play. New Orleans, Las Vegas over 50. That may even come down, Chris. 49.5. If that gets to 49, woo, that's a big number. And then we're going to do it because these two teams flip flop. We're taking Tampa Bay and Carolina over at 47.5, too.
All right. Well, good that's stuff. Yeah, good stuff, my man.
That's, and I'll update everybody. I'm following some people and I'm hearing stuff out, but, yeah, like I said, I think my NFL is probably 90% baked. My college, I'm locked in like you. So just follow on Twitter. And again, if people have questions, they want to know anything, let us know. And lock into that DraftKings 25% profit.
Yeah, no doubt.
That thing's huge.
Guys, I'm telling you, it is so worth the drive to Jefferson to get signed up for that. Like, it's not even – it's not even comparable to the other options. It really isn't. It's
that app crushes the other one. And the drive is less than an hour. If anything, maybe we'll start doing some stuff up there, but
yeah, we will here coming up
with friends. Yeah. Go up with a couple buddies, go up there, sign up, grab a beer, whatever. It's
don't forget the cheese balls.
Might as well throw an app down.
All right, Todd. Well, best of luck this week, my friend. Cheers, and go win some money. All right, man.
Cheers. Good luck, everybody. All right.
He's Todd Kirk. I'm Chris Williams. We'll be back next Thursday with week 3. Hopefully we gave you some good ones here. Thanks to our sponsor, the Wild Rose Casino in Jefferson and the DraftKings Sportsbook.